get back into the conversational action. Joining us now from Talkers.com is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, with an overview of some of the important things that have been discussed. There are so many things that come across Michael Harrison's desk every week, the things that he has to do at Talkers. The bottom line is that he has to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on conversationally. He has to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on the stations. Got to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on with the hosts. So all that stuff, it's a tough job, Michael, but somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad it's you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy when compared to having to keep your pulse on everything happening in the universe, which is what you have to do. So, you know, I'm in the little narrow niche.
Yeah.
And it's not that difficult. I've only been doing it for 100 years. But here are the 10 biggest stories on talk radio, news talk radio, such as the stations that we are currently airing on, this past week. And at number 10, we have the Paul Walker crash death, and that's tied with National Football League action. This is a great time of year in the NFL, and so many people like to talk about it beyond sports talk. The New York rail accident is at number 9. The resignation of Martin Bashir from MSNBC is at number 8. The bankruptcy of the city of Detroit, tied with the fast food minimum wage effort, both occupy number 7. Number 6, and it might have been much higher had it happened earlier in the week, but the death of Nelson Mandela comes in number 6 relative to the week. At number 5, the 2014 and 2016 GOP strategies. It means that they were already in the presidential season, which is not surprising how quickly that turns around these years. At number 4, we have Iran nuke talks tied with NSA cell location database. At number 3, Rush Limbaugh and Pope Francis in a flap. At number 2, Obama's millennial support is declining. And at number 1, a topic that has just absolutely dominated conversation on talk shows, Obamacare criticism. Taking a look at the people we've been talking about, at number 10, we have Paul Walker. We have Martin Bashir at 9, Benjamin Netanyahu at 8. Rush Limbaugh and Pope Francis at 7, Harry Reid and John Boehner at 6, Nelson Mandela at number 5, Ted Cruz and Chris Christie at 4. Number 3 is Hillary Clinton. Number 2 is a tie between Joe Biden and John Kerry. And as is usually the case, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is number 1. And that's a snapshot of the week's activities on talk radio.
Yeah, the president doesn't know his uncle until the Boston Globe found that he had lived with his uncle. I get such a kick out of that. You know, one of the things, I'm saying that because I'm sort of setting it up for you to comment on the things that are a part of the conversational mantra, if you will, between those who are on the right and those who are on the left. The death of Nelson Mandela, as you suggested, came late in the week, so it didn't get to be perhaps the prominent story that it might have had it happened earlier in the week. But instead of talking about the death of Mandela and all the accomplishments, I heard, as I'm driving across the country this week, I'm listening to a lot of talk radio programs, and I heard 3 or 4 hosts going off on the president for sort of using the death of Nelson Mandela to make himself prominent again. And I'm, you know, this is not a program about politics, even though most of the mainstay in news talk radio is political. It bothered me to hear that, because it didn't seem to, it just seemed small. I mean,
well,
you've
just noticed that the crossfire of politics in America is dirty and often petty. I mean, you know, come on. I know it bothered you, but you should be used to it by now. The seeking of victory has superseded the seeking of truth in terms of political discussion in this country. The press does it. Certainly the politicians do it. And that is a very, very insidious form of corruption. When you no longer seek the truth, but seek any opportunity to make your opponent or somebody with whom you disagree ideologically, politically, or otherwise, make them lose, make them seem small, make them seem wrong, even when you know, this really isn't a fair shot. I shouldn't be doing this. Let's do it anyway. Ha ha. Let's take advantage.
Mm. So does that same thing apply to lots of different things, like the shots that were being taken at Martin Bashir? Does that apply there, too?
To a certain degree. You have to always look at what the motives are. There's a tremendous amount of left-right ideological battling going on in terms of talk media. MSNBC is involved in its political battle with Fox News Channel. Many people view what we do in this industry, whether it's on radio or television, as just another branch of politics, not realizing it really is much more what it is, the broadcasting industry. It's actually more a branch of show business than it is of politics, but what can I say? People will take any opportunity they can to jump on. If a conservative host has ratings that go down, the liberals say that it's a repudiation of their politics and that the movement is changing, and vice versa. If liberal hosts are having problems with various aspects of broadcasting success, the political people who view everything through a political lens will blame it on a much larger political movement than just really an isolated broadcasting business situation.
The presence of Michael Harrison here, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We're overviewing the items that are on the Talkers chart and some of the ancillary things because of his expertise following the talk business for well over 20 years, you get an understanding of that. You go to Talkers.com any day of the week, any time of the day, 24/7, and you can find out what's going on with your favorite host, favorite programs, but also kind of an insight into what's going on in this business that we call News Talk Radio. In a moment, we discuss the connection between Rush Limbaugh and the Pope. Do you think the Pope really even knows who Rush Limbaugh is? That's coming up here on the overview of what the hot hits are this week. It's 13 and change after the hour.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
That was good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is going to be awesome. Boston.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Stetson! This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
A weekly overview of the status of Talk. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com here to lend his expertise to some of the things that they found in their data add up to being the most important items across the board, whether it be national or local hosts, because they monitor all of that stuff. One of the things that I find interesting is this connection between Rush Limbaugh and the Pope, and wondering, I said sort of with my tongue in cheek a few moments ago, Michael, I wondered whether the Pope even knew who Rush Limbaugh was. Why don't you give us the background to what he said, what's the back and forth here?
Well, the Rush Limbaugh basically accusing the Pope. The Pope was talking about the dangers of unfettered, unrestrained capitalism, which is a legitimate discussion. And Limbaugh basically referred to it, I think, as being Marxist or communist, socialist rhetoric. And that, of course, caused a lot of controversy. Anytime you criticize or take on a major religious leader, you're looking for trouble. Or maybe he's looking for trouble. Maybe that's what Rush Limbaugh thrives on. I suspect there's a degree of truth to that.
Is there another Sandra fluke here? Is it going, are things slow for Limbaugh? So therefore, he needs to stir the pot by coming up with something. Is this calculated on his part, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's just part of how he operates. I don't think Limbaugh calculates, I need more controversy at the moment. I think this is just the nature of how he operates. He has consistently for decades been in the news every so often on a regular basis for saying something or doing something that is deemed controversial by political people, the press, people in the industry, and it keeps him in the news. I don't know whether it's really a major component in keeping him successful. You use the word prominent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he used the word prominent for Barack Obama. I think more popular was the word. And I don't know if this makes Rush Limbaugh popular either. I think it just keeps him in the news because that's what he does.
All right, let me give you, we got about 2 minutes here, another Limbaugh story. I'm driving across country this week from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I'm listening a lot to talk radio, and I'm listening to Limbaugh, who told an exceptionally good story about his roots in business and his roots in talk radio. He was making a point about he was talking about the strike at the fast food workers and how you value yourself and how you're valued by the company, et cetera, et cetera. But what I found listening to him was the secret of good talk radio, in my opinion, and that was him telling a story about himself that everybody could relate to. Isn't that the sign of the people who are really good at this, being able to talk about things that everybody can relate to?
No question about it. You have to talk, I guess the word is resonate. You have to talk about things that resonate with people. And telling stories is always one of the main, strengths of anybody on the radio, a talk show host. You got to be able to tell stories. You got to make yourself relatable. You have to talk about things that people will respond to and that they can relate to their own lives. He does that very well.
Yeah, I just thought, I'm listening, but I know him, and I know his story, so maybe it meant more. But a lot of the people that follow him closely also know his story about working for the Kansas City baseball team, and he made $13,000 a year, and that was all he was worth, and, making money in radio. And I got a lot out of it, and I appreciated that, and appreciate a lot of other hosts who all too infrequently these days don't tell people enough about themselves so that they can really become related to. I mean, that's really what it is. You must relate in order for the audience to dig you, and I think that's part of the secret of the success of anybody who can make it in the world that we're talking about. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. My suggestion is that you, if you really love what's going on here, you find out about your favorite host and what the news of the day is at Talkers.com when it comes to News Talk Radio. Michael, thank you for being here.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. others. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I just realized something. It's 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm broadcasting today from Dallas, Texas. And I had forgotten all about... I'm just looking out the window here because it's a rainy, snowy morning. I am directly across the street from the Parkland Hospital. I hadn't even... I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing this hospital, how it's changed because what's been built up around it over the years, 50 years since Kennedy was brought in there, since he was killed, but Dealey Plaza is right around the corner from here, and I don't know why I didn't, it just kind of went boom in my mind as I'm sitting here looking at the signs for the hospital. It's kind of eerie, actually, when you get right down to it. What I would like to do here, that song kind of brings us around to what the holidays are all about for a lot of you. There are a lot of people who are concerned about weight, and it always happens from Thanksgiving to Christmas till New Year's. Okay, we're going to eat and eat and eat and eat. How do you handle the copious calories? Are the top five ways for you to not put on that 1 pound or the 2 pounds or the 3 pounds or the 4 pounds or the 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, 9 pounds? You have 4 ounces of eggnog a day and sugar cookies and Hershey's Kisses and all that stuff, drinking red wine and shrimp and all of the things that just the fudges. Man, I saw some fudge yesterday. Yum, yum, yum. 600 calories. So, how do we avoid packing on the pounds? Item number one, make a plan. When you walk into a party, look at the buffet. There's always a buffet, right? There's always food out at parties. So look it over and figure out which foods will provide you the most satisfaction so that you feel comfortable and you don't overboard with calories. All right? Now, you all know what your favorites are. You all know appetizers. You all know sweets. You all know desserts. You can tell roughly what's going to work for you and what isn't. So look at the food. Don't just go willy-nilly and pick and take a little of everything. Make a plan. Also, watch out for the beverages, the high-calorie beverages. You know which ones they are, too. The sweet drinks, the fizzy drinks, the alcoholic drinks. Why, you have a drink, but don't have a lot to drink. This is if you're worried about your calories. If you don't care, hey, listen, have a good time. Help yourself. How many of you check your weight every day or maybe every other day to see if there is a what they call a weight creep? The weight is creeping up on you. If you're watching it, then that's going to stay in your mind. You're going to keep, I do that every day in the morning and at night. I look at the scale to see how much I weigh. It's probably a good way to keep yourself in check, if you will. Pump up your exercise between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So eat more exercise more. You plan to exercise. Do you do it in front of the television set? Do you go to a gym? Do you do it as you're walking? Are you thinking about it all the time? Just something that stays in top of mind so that you do work your body a little bit more to keep all of the calories down. And do not. Number five is don't go to a party really hungry. If you've eaten before, a little bit beforehand, have a little small meal beforehand. Now, something's really healthy for you, like salmon and salad, something like that. But you're going to have lots of snacks. So have some vegetables, have a little bit to eat before you go there, and you'll kind of feel much more comfortable all the way around. At least I think that's what would work for me. So help yourself to that. I have a quick advice for those of you who are looking for a way to help people who are conscious of the way they look. Maybe it's a good stocking stuffer. It is, if not maybe, a good stocking stuffer. Power Swabs. Power Swabs cleans your teeth to make them whiter and brighter with not much tooth sensitivity. Call 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Get an extra set or two for friends and people that you'd like to help make themselves look a little better. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. They'll make your teeth whiter and brighter and very quickly. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Vehicles with lots of miles can benefit from specially formulated oil. Fact. Yes, the aging process affects vehicular bodies, just as it does human bodies. Our parts wear and our valves harden. Same with your vehicle. Just think about the extreme heat, friction, and oxidation your engine is subjected to as it racks up miles and months. So if your vehicle's odometer tops 75,000, look for oil specifically formulated to revitalize, like Royal Purple's new HMX High Mileage Motor Oil. HMX is fortified with robust zinc phosphorus anti-wear additives and Royal Purple's Centerlick technology to minimize wear, revitalize hardened seals, and restore lost engine performance. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsproducts.com. That's barsproducts.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS? Money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
On the Good Day program. Welcome back into our overview of conversation. That is what we are about here. We are conversationalists, and we talk about what's going on in the world, the news world, the world of what's happening. How do you distinguish what really is happening in your life from what's happening, it seems, in others? We all have these common denominators. We start thinking and talking almost alike. When you sort of let yourself be defined by what's in the news or what people are talking about instead of having your own opinions about things. Sometimes you rely on what other people's opinions are, and I always like to challenge that. I'm always happy to have you think about what it is that your values are with regard to any particular issue or a person. This week, there are a lot of people who are talking about the death of Nelson Mandela. So we're going to take some excerpts, as we often do, from various News Talk radio programs with hosts that have different points of view to give you some to think about. And with regard to Nelson Mandela, here's some thought provocation from host Mike Russell, Mike Weinstein, talking about the passing of Mandela and what his legacy is really all about.
The biggest story in the entire world right now, and I'm not exaggerating by any stretch, former South African President Nelson Mandela has died. President Jacob Zuma was delivering the announcement just moments ago.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed. He passed on peacefully in the company of his family.
He went on to talk about the nation mourning.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost its greatest son. Our people have lost a father. Although we knew that this day would come.
Now, Nelson Mandela, Nobel Peace Prize winner. He spent a large portion of his life in prison, credited with ending apartheid. I'll tell you that this was the type of man, that commanded the respect of every other world leader. It really doesn't matter what side of an aisle you are and what ideology you held. When Nelson Mandela walked in the room, you sit up straight. It's Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela's in the room. For people like President Bush, W. Clinton, when you were in the presence of this man, you weren't the most powerful man in the room. Does that make sense?
No, it makes absolute sense. And I think in order to appreciate his life, you have to understand where he came from and what he accomplished. And Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95, but after following World War II. South Africa took a turn, and they instituted this thing called apartheid. And we hear about it, and we've heard the term, but many of us really don't appreciate what it meant, what it was like for the people, and basically what it was after it was instituted. In 1948, it classified everybody in South Africa into four racial groups, one being black, one being white, one being colored, and then the fourth being Indian. Now, taking it even a step farther than that, they segregated certain areas of South Africa for whatever racial group you belong to, and sometimes forcible,
right.
Where you're going to take the blacks and say, listen, and if we have to by force, we are going to make you live in this area and make you do this. And to the point, and as a matter of fact, in 1970, all people that were not white lost all government regulation, all government representation.
Right, representation,
so this,
right.
So this was a true country where racism was run amok, and that's what he stood up for, and that's what he stood against.
Right.
And that was one why he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 93, and more importantly in 94. Imagine coming from that country, coming from that climate, coming from that type of environment. In 94, he became the first South African black president.
This. Here's host Mary Beth Marsden talking to political analyst Clarence Mitchell about Mandela getting out of prison after his 27 years there and turning things around in his life to become the president of the South African Union.
It's really incredible how he was able to come through that and sort of still turn the tide in that country with great grace.
I'm Mary Beth. The fact that he put together something called a Reconciliation Commission, where he basically gave total amnesty to all of the white South Africans for all of what they did in terms of violence to black South Africans for the sake, Mary Beth, of starting anew, to not having a revenge and revenge violence. And a lot of people don't understand that he really set the foundation for the peace that we see now in South Africa.
Yeah, I just want to give people sort of the a picture of the enormity of what he did, and just your thoughts about, you know, what he will mean to the world for years to come.
What he laid as a foundation was first someone who tried peacefully. The ANC, African National Congress, Mary Beth, was a peaceful organization, very much like the NAACP, but as they were set upon with violence by the South African government, they then resorted themselves to violence, and then he was arrested. But when he came out, instead of him calling for more violence, he really laid the foundation for a peaceful approach to a peaceful South Africa, and that's why he overwhelmingly won the presidential vote when he ran for president in South Africa. And I mean, folks know about what he did with the rugby team, and it's now an ESPN special, where he used the sport of rugby to bring white and South Africans together in a way they never had been before.
Can you just compare what was happening in South Africa with what was happening here and how they relate?
The African National Congress modeled its organization after the NAACP. My family found back in the early 1900s. And so they patterned their peace approach to changing government from laws to that particular practice. And then, like I say, became violent as the situation escalated in terms of government violence. But my grandparents, we all respected Nelson Mandela for his stance while he was in prison. And, of course, I got a chance, like I say, I'm honored to have said I met the man when he came out.
All right, let's continue conversation. In a matter of moments, we're going to get back to this week's most discussed item in the News Talk Radio world, the healthcare system, the ACA, all that stuff. It's up next. So stand by. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling Connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
What if I told you
You can reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication. If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 66reverse.com. People who have followed this plan at 66reverse.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 66reverse.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 66reverse.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 66reverse.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 66reverse.com. Watch for free at 66reverse.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 66reverse.com.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time, when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chaps sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This Doug Steffen here overviewing some of the things that people sort of are wrapping around some of the items that are very important this week conversationally. Criticism of Obamacare certainly has been there and be the most talked about thing, I'm guessing, for the entire year. Here are our hosts, Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard, talking to Kerry Brown from Politico.com about the president's comments this week regarding the website and how much better the ACA is than it was.
Let's talk about what President Obama had to say a little more in depth. What did he say about the progress in getting this thing fixed?
He said the website's been substantially improved. There's still work to be done, particularly on the part where consumers who are enrolled, the information that is then relayed to insurers, that information has been garbled. The report's going to insurers on who's enrolled, what they're getting. So they have to fix that. They've been working on that. But, you know, the real test has been over the past 2 days. The highest volume for healthcare.gov is on the afternoons of weekdays. And they haven't had a major problem in terms of, you know, a crash, a major crash of the system. People are being put in queues to wait if the volume is too great. But the fact that they've had 2 days of, you know, relatively good performance, Democrats are breathing a little easier. And I think this push today by the White House, the start of it, is a reflection of that growing level of confidence both at the White House and on Capitol Hill.
But it clearly shows how much the administration has on the line, that still so much attention and time has to be expended on this.
Mm-hmm. It is, and they lost 2 months. This was the plan that they were going to put into effect on October 1st, having the president go out there, talk about it, encourage people to enroll, talk about the law's benefits. And they lost 2 months, 2 months of a six-month enrollment period. And it is remarkable that after all these years, they're still trying to educate people and get, voters to buy into this program. But, you know, right now there's dual audiences here. The president and his allies are trying to regain some ground they lost just in terms of what people think about the Affordable Care Act. They want people to think about it as more than a faulty website. And then the other audience is Democratic members of Congress who really lost faith in the president and his ability to manage the health care law, the implementation of it. And the White House is trying to show them that the Democrats need to go back out there, can trust what he's saying, follow his lead once again. You know, they've done that before, and they have felt burned. So there's a little bit of, trying to rebuild confidence with Democratic members of Congress, too, by, you know, a White House of their own party.
A lot of people were talking this week also about the news media and how it has chosen to cover the president, the problems with Obamacare. It really is, but it's typical what goes on, so I don't know why people are surprised. I do find this to be, this next bit of sound from a radio program hosted by Joel Riley, where he talks to healthcare reporter Kyle Cheney. They discuss a Medicaid problem with the Affordable Care Act that nobody has been talking about. Listen to this.
A little move on Black Friday may have some big-time implications for we Ohioans, right, Kyle?
It's true, Joel. The administration sort of quietly on Friday said, they tried to fix what's also been sort of underreported problem with healthcare.gov. It's hard to imagine anything about healthcare.gov being underreported, but it's the fact that the site actually can't send Medicaid applications to the state. So if you sign up for Medicaid on healthcare.gov, those applications are still just stuck there. They can't go to the state where you live and actually fully enroll you. So on Friday, the administration announced this workaround where they said, we're going to let you use an incomplete set of data to enroll people. It's called a flat file. It has less than the full amount of information. It's raised some concerns among states that they'll be putting people in their Medicaid programs that don't actually belong there.
Yeah, and when you do that kind of thing too, the thing that immediately comes to my mind is fraud. When people hear that, they might try to apply and get money that they shouldn't be getting. And then, you know, the thing we're hearing most about this morning is just the security. The security is just not up to snuff for what it should be.
Exactly. That's sort of an across-the-board fear, and in this particular instance, that would be the worst of all outcomes for this fix. And even if one administration says is not likely to materialize, they think they've implemented enough safeguards, even for this Medicaid fix, that security issues are not, or even fraud issues are not going to be the end result. But what you're basically saying is, we're going to, you know, you can enroll people in Medicaid based on an incomplete data set, and by its nature, saying data that you would normally rely upon to ensure that people are eligible, just don't worry about it this time until we get the system fixed. And so that's why I think you're seeing some nervousness among states that, well, what are we really signing up for if we do this?
All right. So I think everybody understands how this communication, these catchphrases, abnormalities in the thing are going to be the subject matter of conversation, not only for the rest of this year, but for a long time to come. So at any rate, I wanted to give it its due on the program, where it now is 49 and change past the hour.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. For those of you who are sticking around, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a wise man, has some thoughts, legal items that will be in our focus next.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Driving on the radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the attorney that is of record for my various and sundry radio enterprises, is here. I was saying earlier, I'm sort of waxing philosophical, Steve. I'm broadcasting directly across the highway from the Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
Wow.
And I was remembering, with all the attention that was paid this last few weeks to the 50th anniversary of what happened here, I realized I was around the corner from Dealey Plaza, and I'm looking at how this area is so much different than it was 50 years ago. There's a Denny's in front of the hospital. And Children's Hospital has been built around Parkland Hospital, all the hotels and everything. It's just, and this highway is new in the past 50 years, the 35 that goes through Dallas. Just, it's eerie, though. And I'm passing that along because it just, you and I are friends, and I thought maybe you'd appreciate my spectator's view from across the street. Just thinking,
yeah, very much so. And it's interesting because they had similar experiences, and you know, you and I are about the same age, and go to a place of historical significance, but time doesn't stop even if momentous events have happened. And so it's eerie. It's almost like this place should be frozen in time.
Yes.
But it isn't. It just goes
right
on.
Speaking of being frozen in time, Steve's here to comment on some of the items from the news talk stuff this week. The Detroit bankruptcy has an important place.
Huge.
In the conversation this week, because of the legal ramifications of a city declaring bankruptcy, what happens to all the small contractors who are owed money by the city, and what are some of the other legal ramifications of this huge announcement?
And it is a huge announcement. You know, normally a bankruptcy order is a few pages. Judge Rhodes's order in this case was 150 pages. Detroit is the largest American city ever to go into a bankruptcy, and there were lots of questions about the extent of this bankruptcy. The biggest aspect is the judge deemed that the city would not be tied to the contracts it had for pensions for its employees, which is obviously one of the largest debts that is owed. This was something that even the governor of the state had wanted to have a contingency allowing the pensions to still be in place, but the judge said that would have rendered the whole bankruptcy authorization out. So this is a huge story.
It really is. Huge, huge, huge. Okay. One of the things, another one of these fast food minimum wage strikes this week. You listen to some of the people that work in these restaurants and you wonder, okay, how is it that even if the wage is increased to, what, $10 an hour, the base here for being able to pay your bills, even in a minimal way, is 14 bucks an hour. So this doesn't do anything. But I'm surprised more in the big picture that the minimum wage rule hasn't been tested in the Supreme Court. The constitutionality, where is their constitutional justification for any minimum wage at all?
Well, it's interesting because a federal minimum wage, and you're right, when you look at constitutional grounds here, people just assume the federal government can do it. Well, what is the interstate commerce? And there are interstate commerce aspects, but not of all industries, and yet all industries come under this federal minimum wage. So it's the expansive use of the Commerce Clause, which in recent years has been drawn back some. This is one of the things that it was argued that the Affordable Care Act could be done under the Commerce Clause. And the Supreme Court said, no, it couldn't, but they allowed it under a taxing clause. So, yeah, I think there could be a legitimate argument, but the Supreme Court is a very political institution. I don't think they would ever overturn it.
Yeah, and that's the trouble, because law really ought not to be politicized, but it is.
You're right.
The hackers and slashers that are down there. All right, the liability question comes up again with regard to this rail accident. The engineer, normally working in the afternoon, changed his shift to work in the morning, may have gotten sleepy, but under the circumstances, the dead man switch, if his foot comes off of it, 15 seconds, the train stops. So I'm trying to figure out who's going to get it in the neck here. Does the state of New York, who owns this facility, are they the ones that pay, or is it the Port Authority of New Jersey? I mean, somebody's going to have to pay for this, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, ultimately, interestingly enough, there are some improvements in the safety that have been argued for by various agencies since 1970, but the companies have not put them in. They're not legally required to because, it's been a recommendation and not the law. But certainly the Transportation Authority, they will be responsible for this. I don't think the companies that themselves that design the trains will be required. They met their minimum standards, but the state of New York is definitely on the hook, and on the hook in a big way.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, official attorney for all the radio broadcasts that I do, with his point of view on some of the big items discussion-wise this week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.